Hi, this is Jeanette. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, Jeanette. It's Kira, Kira, and
Okay.
her last name. You want her last name or her phone number?
Sure, is it Hepburn?
Yes, ma'am. All right,
Okay.
sounds like you have it.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, Miss Hepburn, I'm transferring you now. You're in good hands.
Oh, okay. All righty. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Kira. My name is Jeanette. We're speaking on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Great, great. Thank you for asking. And then I have your phone number here, 323-220-7710. Is that correct?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. Is this a cell phone or a landline?
It's a cell phone.
Okay. Great. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay. And have you already gotten an attorney to help assist with filing a claim?
No, I don't.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm that you have not signed any legal documents retaining an attorney regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yep, I don't have any.
Okay. And is this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
It's myself.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thank you. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. When were you first diagnosed?
My diagnosis was first in November, 2018.
Okay. 2018. And what is your date of birth?
09071989.
99. Thank you. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
Not personally.
Okay. Thank you. And did you use the name brand contraceptive Depo Provera?
So I'm not sure what that means, but the Depo Provera I used was Pfizer.
Okay, yep. So it looks like Pfizer is the name brand of Depo Provera. They created
Oh, I didn't
Depo
know.
Provera. Okay. So you used the Pfizer brand, the name brand Depo Provera. Okay. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum, which is the equivalent to 4 injections once every 3 months?
Yeah.
Okay. And then within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, I can.
Thank you. And then when did you first start using Depo Provera?
It was September of 2015.
Okay. 15. And then when did you stop using Depo Provera?
I got off of it in November of 2018.
2018, thank you. Okay. And did you use Depo Provera between the years of 1992 through the present year of 2024?
Well, that would be 2015 and
Yep.
2018.
Sorry, I know it's a repetitive question. I still have to ask it. Did you use it between
Okay.
those years? Did you use it between any time between 1992 through 2024?
Oh, you're still asking. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Yes, sorry, I need a yes or a no for that one. The law firm's very particular.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But I appreciate your patience. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And then I have your first name spelled Kira. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And last name spelled Hepburn. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And you don't have a suffix to your name, right? There's no junior, senior, the second, third.
No, it's just Kira Hepburn.
Thank you. And for the purpose of requesting medical records, what is your social?
591-88-5672.
Thank you. And I have an email here for you. Is it kingc40@yahoo.com?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, thank you. And what is a good mailing address for you?
It's going to be the 1801 Brantley, Brantley Road, Unit 1714, Fort Myers, Florida, 33907.
Okay, 33907. And did you say Unit 1714?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And then it's 1801 Brantley Road, Fort Myers, Florida, 33907.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what was the name of the doctor that prescribed the Depo-Provera?
Her name was, the doctor's name was Shannon Greer. That's S-H-A-N-N-O-N Greer, G-R-E-E-R.
Okay. And where did Dr. Shannon Greer practice out of?
The Cape Coral Hospital in Cape Coral, Florida.
Okay. 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 On Del Prado Boulevard?
Yes, that's it. There you go. You got it.
Thank you. Okay. And then was the Depo-Provera filled at that pharmacy at the hospital, or was it filled at a different pharmacy?
It was filled at CVS. On, let me know when you're ready for the address if you need it.
Okay, I am ready.
It's going to be 12255 South Cleveland Avenue, Fort Myers, Florida, 33907.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. And then who was the doctor that diagnosed the meningioma?
So it's going to be Dr. Gary Cornetti.
Okay.
G-A-R-Y, last name C-O-R-R-E-N-T-I, Cornetti.
Okay, where does Dr. Cornetti practice out of?
The Lee County, Lee Memorial Hospital.
Okay. And are they on Doctor's Way? Or
what is that?
The street name.
Oh, you're talking about the hospital address. Okay, I was confused. I'm like, what? What is Doctor's Way?
Lee County Hospital, right?
Yeah, Lee County Hospital.
Okay. Was that also in Cape Coral?
No, that's in Fort Myers.
Oh, thank you. Fort Myers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lee Memorial Hospital.
Okay, and I see their address is on Cleveland. Sorry, not Doctor's Way.
Yeah, no, it's 2776 Cleveland Ave, Cleveland Ave, Fort Myers, Florida, sorry.
Thank you. Okay. And then did Dr. Cornetti also treat you for the meningioma, or did you have a different doctor?
The only different doctor I had was the oncology for the radiation, which was after.
Okay.
But, yeah, he did the treatment.
As well? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that was at Lee Memorial Hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And had you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No, not since then.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And then And do you have any copies of your medical records?
I don't personally. I
Okay.
didn't think that I would need to keep them on me, yeah.
Okay. Can you
But you guys
provide
are welcome
medical
to pull
records?
them up.
Okay.
You guys are definitely welcome to, pull them up. The hospital has them for sure.
Okay, perfect. So you're aware of their existence.
Yeah,
Okay.
absolutely.
Okay. If requested, they'll pull them. I'm going to send over a HIPAA compliant medical record release form. But if requested, would you be able to provide medical records by mail or electronically if the law firm has any kind of issue and needs medical records?
Yeah, no problem. That's just simply me just having to go there and get the records.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'll make a note of that. And then the last thing, the law firm requests an emergency in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yeah, my sister Sharon, you can leave her as an emergency contact.
Okay. And what's a good
You ready
contact
for her
number?
number? It's gonna be 908 6228.
Okay, and then the phone cut off. I didn't hear the digits after 908.
It's 908 242 6228.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. Okay, and then let me just verify that I have the correct information down before I send over the retainer agreement through DocuSign. I have your date of birth as 09/07/1989. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have that you were diagnosed with a meningioma November of 2018. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I have that you first started using Depo-Provera September of 2015, and the last time you used it was November of 2018. Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, are you familiar with DocuSign?
Is that like something that comes to the email or
Yep,
something
through
like that?
email and through text. Yep, you'll get a text message as well as an email with a link to open up the documents. And then it's like a it is an e-signature. It will allow you to sign directly on your phone. And then you'll also receive an additional copy to your email with the completed documents so that you can save it for your records. Okay, and then okay. Okay. Let me know when you see that come through. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions.
Okay, so I just clicked the link here.
And then you might have to press yes or allow to receive SMS messages.
Yeah, I just did that.
Okay. And then you should see a little box to check that says I agree to use electronic records and signatures.
Okay, just did that.
And then you should see a start button.
Okay.
Okay, and then it should take you to your first signature field. You're going to tap that field and
That's
you
my
can.
first time. I did that one.
Okay,
The
perfect. And
first
then,
one, it pushed me down to the second one.
yep, and then just tap those fields until you see a finish button.
Oh, okay. Wait, making sure I got everything. Uh-oh, I think I skipped something. Wait, is it pushing me down or?
Yeah, it's going to direct you to the signature fields. If you missed anywhere,
oh, okay.
It'll take
Yeah,
you
I
back.
see it.
Yeah.
Okay, so then just press finish. Okay, got
Yep.
it.
Perfect. Just got that back. You are all set. I will send you a text shortly from my desk number with the law firm's number. They'll be reaching out to you within the next 2 weeks. Okay, Kira?
Okay, sounds
okay.
good.
It was a pleasure speaking to you, and you have a great rest of your day and happy holidays, okay?
Thank you. Happy
Thank
holidays
you.
To you as well.
Bye.